If you'll open your Bible to page 856, I'm going to talk today about a place we're going in the Holy Land, one of my very favorite places, and that is the Sea of Galilee. Now, we've got a lot of miles. Can I get that picture up with somebody? There it comes up there. Now, there's one. For those of you who've been, you recognize that boat. That's one of the little replicas of the boats they felt like that maybe something like what existed in the day of Jesus, probably a little bit modernized than what Jesus' boat had. In fact, there's a museum there with a boat that was probably more like the boats in the day of the Lord Jesus. But be that as it may, we go out on that sea. Really, it's not a sea. I always call it the Sea of Galilee. It's not a sea. It's a fresh body of water that originates up at Caesarea Philippi, where the Jordan begins, Mount Hermon, and it comes on down, and finally, we have the Jordan River, and it empties into the Dead Sea. You know, when you get to the Dead Sea, everything in the Dead Sea is dead, of course. But, when you read your Bible, the Sea of Galilee is also called the Lake of Tiberias, or the Sea of Tiberias. It's called the Lake of Gennesaret. So there's several different names, and it's just this beautiful body of water that I always look forward to going, because it's one of the places, like it's about 13 or 14 miles long, about 7, 8 miles wide. And you know, when you get out on the Sea of Galilee, that you really are at a place where Jesus really was. Because many things Jesus did, he did around the Sea of Galilee, and then he did some things actually on the Sea of Galilee. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, in a way, life is much like a voyage on the sea. Now, most of us have taken cruises in our day and time, and sometimes when you get out at sea, all at once you can just be in a storm. And many times it comes very unexpected and very suddenly, and it can be very frightening. Well, it's interesting about the Sea of Galilee, and I've seen this in all the times we've been. There have been two times where, like during the night, what had been such a calm sea, a tremendous storm comes up. And it has much to do with like where the Sea of Galilee sits. You're getting down, you go down to the Dead Sea, you're just about as low as you can go, and you're moving that way. But the Sea of Galilee is surrounded by these mountains, and it's shaped kind of like a harp, And at one end of that, it kind of opens up, and the winds can just come so quickly, so unexpectedly, and in a way, it can be that way in life. We've all experienced that. I've mentioned that on Sunday, February the 18th, I preached back at my former church, First Baptist Church, Sulphur Springs, during this period of time where the pastor had left and they were getting a new interim who began last Sunday. But during those weeks, while they're without a pastor and they've not found their interim yet, they invite former pastors to come back, and John. They always include John in that. And in my years having been gone from there, I've gone back every time but one time. There was one little season. I don't remember what it was, but I just was not able to go back. But other than that, I've always said, I'll come and do my very best one Sunday. So we did. And on that Sunday, one of the families in the church that has remained friends to our family through all these years, we've been gone over 28 years, but they have, especially Dottie, the lady and Dottie have just stayed connected all through these years. She called and said to Dottie, we'd like to have you and the pastor to come to our home for lunch. And then there are three other families beside that family that Dottie has always kind of stayed close to, those wives. So they had these four families, and then Dottie and myself to the Sunday lunch. So that was February the 18th. I mean, you're talking about 2 months ago almost. Well, four families. Now, in those four families, one of those four families has been friends of ours even back from before we went to Sulphur Springs. In fact, when we preached there on the 18th, that night, after everybody left church, Dottie and I and Fred and Jane Randalls were standing out on the sidewalk in front of the church, just kind of reminiscing about years gone by. Long story short, at lunch that Sunday, she, since then, had a stroke, 69 years of age. That's how old she is. And it has made her where she can't see. I mean, like, of all the people that were at lunch that day, the last person I would have ever thought would be the first of that bunch to have something happen would have been Jane. And she has lost her vision. And they're not sure what the end of this is going to be. It's not good at all. Well, on top of that, the husband of the home we were in, he this past week had serious surgery in Dallas. Today, the lady that's put it all together, we were eating in her home, their home. She's at a surgeon today in Dallas, about to have. They're scheduling the surgery's not today, but it's going to be very quickly. It's going to be far more even serious than what her husband had. Now, I say all that to say this. Never would I have thought 2 months ago around that lunch table with these friends that in less than eight weeks, this one would be lost their sight, this one very serious surgery, and this one at the doctor today, the surgeon to see. Now, I share all that just to say, that's kind of how life can be sometimes. Today, everything can just be going along so smoothly, and then the next thing you know, it doesn't work out quite that way. It's much like what can happen on the Sea of Galilee. Now, if you look with me on page 856, you're in Matthew chapter 8, and when we get out on the Sea of Galilee, we'll sing some songs, and I'll do a little devotion out there. They'll turn the engine off on that boat. It'd be so very silent. And I'll do a little devotion out there. And my devotion will be what I'm doing today. I thought I'd dry run it by on you today, see if it was okay. But anyway, I thought, well, I was working on this devotion. I thought it'd be good. We all need this, whether we're on the Sea of Galilee or whether we're here. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, it says, "Now when Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him." In other words, they got in the boat also. "And suddenly a great storm arose on the sea," the Sea of Galilee, and they can happen like that. They do. "So that the boat was covered with the waves." And we're talking about a little fishing boat, not a big cruise ship. "But Jesus was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we're perishing.'" They said, we're going to drown. "And he said to them, 'Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?' Then," the Bible says, "Jesus arose, he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm." Now that is a very exciting little one thing that happened out on the Sea of Galilee. You know, when I look at that and think about that and think about what lessons now, you know, what lessons can I learn from that? What lessons can you learn from that? Well, one lesson is, even though we are Christians, storms will come. You know, the disciples were certainly believers, but they're out in the midst of this storm on the Sea of Galilee. But yet Jesus told us in John chapter 16, he said, "In this world, you will have troubles. You're going to have problems. You're going to have things." But he said, "Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." But, you know, it's as I think about the many good Christian people, these people we were eating lunch with that Sunday on February 18th, those are some of the finest Christian people I've ever known. Jane Randalls is one of the most dedicated workers. Her husband is a minister of music. He was with me in Tennessee, served me 9 years in Sulphur Springs, stayed there till he took kind of an early retirement. And then he's been down at First Baptist Church Mount Vernon for 8 or 9 years as a minister of music there. And they're just marvelous, marvelous people. But yet here she can't see at 69 years of age. And so I simply say to you that, you know, when I think about the disciples, of the original disciples, only the Apostle John died of normal death. All the other disciples died horrible, horrible deaths. Storms of life, they're going to come. And just because we are Christians doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems. We're not going to have issues. and how very true that is. I look forward to Thursday night. Ruth Graham is going to be the speaker for our Something Special for Ladies, the meeting here Thursday night. And she's certainly been through her storms, and I would be certain and sure that she's going to be, that will be her program. She will share many of the things. Of course, just weeks ago, you know, Dr. Graham went to be with the Lord, so now, you know, they've lost, the kids have lost both parents, and we all go through storms in life. Another great lesson is that even though we're Christians, and we know we shouldn't, but when things come our way, whatever it might be, a physical issue or a financial issue, a relationship issue, or whatever it may be, we will sometimes be afraid when storms come. When I read this little story here, these disciples were very afraid. They were afraid they were going to perish. They were afraid they were going to drown. And it's a natural thing. And so I want to encourage you, if, you know, you get a bad doctor report or this doesn't work out or this, what, and that, you know, whatever it may be, you know, don't let that surprise you, because storms are going to come to all of us in this life. And yet, if you're fearful, sometimes Satan will jump on top of that and say, well, you just, you know, you don't have much faith, and that is your problem. You know, Dr. Graham, he talked about so much, especially in his last years, he even wrote a book about it, about dying. You know, you get as old as he was, I'm sure that's on your mind. And he's, I've read numbers of times where Billy Graham would say, he says, I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid of how I will die. Now, I can relate to that. I'm not afraid to die, but sometimes I get to thinking about ways I don't want to die. You know, I see people, you know, sometimes somebody like Dottie's father. Now, that'd be the way I'd want to die. Just have a nice dinner and go to bed and go be with Jesus. Now, that's a good way to die. But that's not the way it always is. But be that as it may. You see, here's the whole point. You know, the fact is we're not going to die. You know, Jesus' words to Martha, that's one of my favorite scriptures. In John chapter 11, he said to Martha, you know, their brother, Mary Martha's brother died, Lazarus. He said, you need to understand something. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. See, don't worry about if you're going to die. You are. So we settled that. We're all going to one day die. But not really. These bodies die, but we're not going to die. We live inside of these bodies, and the Bible teaches we're going to come out of these bodies, and we'll be with the Lord, and one day we'll be in our new glorified bodies. Well, another great lesson in this little section here is the important thing when we face storms in life is not whether we have a huge faith. It's not the amount of our faith. It is the object of our faith. The disciples, Jesus said to them in verse 26, O you of little faith. But the amount of our faith is not the issue. It is the object of our faith. You know, sometimes I think, oh, what I need is more faith, and I do, and you as well. But if we can just remember, that's not the issue at all. The issue is, what is the object of our faith? Well, the object of our faith is God. The object of our faith is God's Word. If we can keep our focus on the object of our faith. Like if you have faith in someone, they tell you something, you trust it. But if someone's not credible, if they've told you something, then they didn't do what they told you, and then later on they tell you something else, and you say, well, I believed them last time, it didn't work, and now I don't know. Well, here's the good thing about God. You've never believed God about anything He said that hasn't worked, not once. And so He is the object of our faith. This is why I love that Psalm 16, verse 8. That's my life verse. It has been for about 6-7 years, something like that. It's Psalm 16, 8 in the NIV. I love the way it says it. And here's what it says. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That's a great verse. Psalm 16, verse 8, NIV. You ought to kind of look at it. I'm not saying it should be your life verse, but that is a great verse. When you're in a storm, you just remember what that verse says. I keep my eyes always on the Lord, not my storm. If you just focus on the problem, I mean, it's the problem can be a very real deal. It's not like the problem's not a problem. It can be an enormous problem. But if you focus just on that, it's a no-win deal. Here's the deal. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him in my right hand, I will not be shaken. You know, whatever comes your way, whatever comes my way, I think we'd be wise to remember this, that Jesus is always with us. And people say, well, I can't see Him. Well, not with these eyes. But I love that story in Daniel chapter 3. You remember when old King Nebuchadnezzar had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown in that fire furnace? And they turned the heat up so hot that even the people that put them in, it burned them up. And they had the furnace going, and old King Nebuchadnezzar came and looked, and he said, didn't we put three men in the furnace? He said, but I see four. I believe number four was the pre-incarnate Christ. That's what I believe. Let me tell you what. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if King Nebuchadnezzar could see a fourth man, I believe they could. Even when with our human eyes we can't see, but with our spiritual eyes, we know this. Jesus is with us wherever we go. And when the storms come, you know what He does? He gets us through them. He gets us through them. Some things we never get over, but with Jesus, we get through those things. And that is what helps us when storms come. Father God, I thank You today. Lord, with this number of people, I mean, all of us have some storms. Maybe they're just little bitty storms, or maybe, God, today they're big storms. But either way, I thank You that we have a big God. You're bigger than any storm. And God, even though sometimes we just look like we are up against something and we just can't figure it out, we can't work it out, it's beyond us. God, nothing's beyond You. And I pray, oh God, that we will just always keep You as the object of our faith, and that whatever comes, it will not shock us. Christians far greater than any of us have faced storms beyond anything any of us will ever face. So that's not the issue. God, in this life, there will be this problem, that problem, another problem. But God, it's not all about this life. There is a next life. And I pray until then that we keep our faith on You and on Your word. And even when we don't see the answers, we still believe. Give us faith through that. Now, God bless us as we journey on through this week. And God bless our group as we go to Israel. Give us safety there and back. And I just pray, God, that wonderful things will happen there. And it will be an experience that will help us just realize how real You are, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.